The Phoenix Zoo and members of its board of trustees are donating about $65,000 to an effort to save an endangered porpoise that lives in the northern Gulf of California. Zoo guests have also donated more than $3,000 to the Saving Animals from Extinction Initiative, which is targeting Mexico's vaquita porpoise. There's an immediate need for $1 million to keep the project on track. For more on this, I'm joined by Ruth Allard, Executive Vice President for Conservation and Education at the Arizona Center for Nature Conservation. She's based at the Phoenix Zoo. And Ruth, how exactly did we get to the point where there are maybe just a few dozen vaquita left?
So the real issue for vaquitas is that they are entangled in fishing nets, nets that aren't set in order to catch vaquita, but to catch other species in the northern Gulf of California. And when they're entangled, then unfortunately they drown because they need to get up to the surface to breathe as marine mammals. The acceleration of the challenges for the vaquita population currently is that there's been a big push for illegal fishing of totoaba, which is an endangered fish species. They're about the same size as the vaquita. Vaquitas get to be about 5 feet long, and this totoaba fish gets to be about 6 feet long. So similar net sizes and things are needed to catch them. And they are, their swim bladder, which is, you know, part of their anatomy, is highly sought after in the black market, and particularly in Asian market and Asian trade. So there's a big economic incentive for illegal fishing of the totoaba. And unfortunately, the vaquita are an innocent bystander, so to speak.
Yeah, it sounds like the vaquita is sort of a victim of the popularity of some of its neighbors.
Exactly. That's a great way of describing it. So the vaquita is trying to do its thing, but meanwhile it's getting caught up in these gill nets that are used to fish for this other species that is really highly sought after. And, you know, to their credit, the Mexican government has really worked hard to reduce these pressures by banning gill net fishing in that area. But because the economic factors are so significant, there's still an incentive for folks to go out and illegally fish for that species. And that's how the vaquita are getting caught up in those nets.
What does the vaquita look like?
Vaquita are ridiculously cute. They're sometimes compared to pandas, you know, the panda of the sea. They have these very, very sweet faces. So they have this attraction for a lot of folks when you see them. You just naturally say, oh, my goodness, that's a cute thing. But they have this dark circle around their eyes, and then their face is lighter, and then the tip of their nose is darker. So they have this kind of panda coloration.
So why the effort as part of the Phoenix Zoo to help this animal? I can't imagine just because they're really cute. What is it about the vaquita that has led to folks here, where there are other endangered species, want to go and spend this money on helping the vaquita?
We really have found that people are so drawn to this story. I think partly it's geography. The vaquita are found, you know, only 50 miles from the Arizona border. Like you mentioned, they are really cute. There is a natural kind of protective instinct that comes up when we see really cute animals. It's been researched, and I think most people kind of have that feeling themselves when they see something cute. Oh, I want to take care of that thing. But also, this story is just so dramatic. It's so dire. In 1997, there were 567 vaquita estimated remaining in the wild. That's not a high number, but it sure is high when you think about the most recent estimates, which have the population at only 30 individuals. So what we're seeing is perhaps extinction right before our eyes. And so for people who care about wildlife and who care about ecosystems, this is really dramatic. We know that it might not work, but we also know that if we don't do something, we're pretty sure what the outcome will be, and we don't want to be a part of that.
So the plan is that you're basically going to move the vaquita into a sort of a sanctuary pen where they'll be isolated and protected. What does that process entail?
As you can imagine, this is a really extensive process that has been mapped out by experts from multiple regions, and lots of experts are involved in this planning. Vaquita CPR is the name of this emergency effort that's been initiated. And so, yes, there will be, the first step is to find vaquita and to secure some of them in sea pens. So the idea is to bring them out of the pressure that they're facing with the illegal fishing and to protect them in sea pens where they won't face those threats, while meantime, folks are working on addressing the fundamental issues that are threatening the vaquita in the first place, because it doesn't make sense to just have them and hang on to them and say, look, here's some. There are still some vaquita, but they're not functioning in their natural habitat.
Best case scenario, what might the vaquita population ultimately be able to get back to?
I don't know if anyone knows that right now. I think that knowing that the vaquita population is estimated to be at 30 or fewer right now, any increase is a tremendous boon. You know, any substantial increase, I should say. I don't know what the target is for this particular project. I think right now it's just emergency action to secure some number of the animals that remain in the wild, and then bit by bit learn as much as we can about what they need, you know, how to take care of them so that they remain healthy and able to function well in the wild when released. Those are the big questions to tackle first. And then making sure we don't get to zero is the number one goal right now.
Ruth Allard is Executive Vice President for Conservation and Education at the Arizona Center for Nature Conservation.